You're listening to BHT Radio with Rupert Bell.
A very warm welcome as we look ahead to the 2023 Defender Burley Horse Trials here on BHT Radio. And so much to look forward to this year with such a high quality field that have passed the trot up. Sadly, one rider and their horse failed to make it through to the dressage phase. Huge disappointment for them. But in terms of what's going to happen over the next 4 days, I'm sure it's going to be of the highest quality. And whoever lifts the coveted trophy come Sunday afternoon, it will be a hard-won trophy. I'm Rupert Bell, alongside me Ginny Howe, to take a look at some of the leading contenders in what is a fascinating renewal. 59 horse and rider combinations will go through into the dressage phase, but so much quality runs through this field. And Ginny, before we hear from some of the riders who are taking part, you as a competitor, when you look at the quality that we have here this year and some of the combinations, it is an exciting prospect ahead.
It really is. It's the best we've had. I mean, it's phenomenal. It could be anyone's. We've got Oliver Townend there. We've got Tim Price. We've got Roz Cantor, like, she's on fire. So, I mean, there's just so many people that could take away the trophy at the end.
And obviously, it's been a bit of a golden time for British eventing at the moment. Medals left, right and centre. The complete peer domination at the European Championships. So, at the moment, I suppose everyone will be saying it's the British are the people to beat now. If you're coming from overseas, someone like Tim Price with Vitali, I'm sure he'll be determined to sort of take some of the sting out of the success and actually say, well, come the Olympics, you're going to have to work hard.
Yes, absolutely. And it's credit to the British system. I mean, they just keep on producing class rounds and class horse and rider combinations.
And well, one rider who is continuously providing class rounds is Roz Cantor. She's back again here. And of course, she's coming in off the back of a wonderful European Championships. And this is the thoughts of Roz ahead of this year's Burley.
I am very happy to say I'm now joined with Roz Cantor. Wow, Roz, here we are at Burley. But I mean, what a fantastic build up you've had to here and how much success you've been having. I mean, you're on fire.
Well, I think, you know, Lordship's Grafflow's got a lot to count for that, really, for this year. I've had two amazing runs on him, but I've just come back from a really good week at Blair too, where my kind of slightly younger four-star horses had really good runs. It was exceptionally wet again up there last week, so we didn't break any records for kind of going near the time cross-country, but they've had really good solid runs ready for the rest of the season.
And how important is it to have these young horses coming up through the levels? I mean, you just seem to be consistently at top level, and it's all pays off to your hard work and your team's hard work.
Yes, absolutely. I have a fantastic team of people around me. You know, my team at home, who you don't necessarily see at these big competitions, work really hard. You know, I've been away pretty much every week now for a month, and I've got another 2 weeks after this away, so they're the ones that are doing the hard work with the horses at home. And I'm just really lucky. I've got some great owners now that we've built up over the years. They've been very loyal to me, and you know, they have the same dreams as I do, so we hopefully go out and try and find really nice young horses, and they can gradually creep up to the top level.
And you have been here, there and everywhere, all over the country, but here we are at Burley. What is so special about Burley for you?
Well, I mean, I absolutely love Burley. We grew up coming here pretty much every year, and then I did, you know, graduate to do the Pony Club show jumping, which at the time was an absolute dream come true. I don't think I ever did very well at it, but, you know, we got around and we had a great day out as a family. You know, in my kind of younger, as I just started out being a professional, I did the young event horses every year, and that's really how, where I learnt my trade with Judy Bradwell, where I gained my first owners, having set up on my own. So to actually come back to the big competition is amazing.
And just tell me a little bit about the horse that you've got here.
Yes, Pencos Crown Jewel. She's half brother to Lordship's Grafflow, so same mother. Completely different type of horse. She's a little mare. She's like a fire-breathing dragon cross-country, absolutely lives for running at speed. She's conformationally not quite there for the flat work. She's a bit bum high and everything else, but she has an absolute heart of gold. She's a real competitor in her mind. Dressage, sometimes I get it really right, sometimes I don't quite get it right. She's not completely conventional, but she definitely gives it her all.
And certainly I'd rather be sat on a cross-country horse going out on the biggest five-star in the world.
Yeah, well, I now have the benefit of her. She went round last year and she enjoyed it. She went round badminton this year in the mud and she coped with that well. I often feel a little bit nervous when I'm stood in a warm-up with her because she is quite little and she just gives her fences just enough air to clear them. She doesn't give you an amazing feel, but then it's just what you want when you get out there because she conserves her energy and she always comes back galloping.
Well, Roz, I hope you have a fantastic week and many congratulations for all the success over the last couple of months.
Thank you. And
so say all of us. Yes, it's been a golden time for Roz Canter. And of course, I'm sure she will be expecting to be on the ferry to Paris or however many they get to Paris. But Jenny, it has been an extraordinary run. Obviously, world champion. Just the quality of horses that she's been able to bring through. It's not easy. You have one star horse and then you've got to find another one. But at the moment, the way she is nurturing these young horses, and you're alluding to there, is an extraordinary testament to not only her, but that whole setup.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes from picking them at the start. I mean, as many of us know, not every horse is a four or five star horse, but somehow Roz seems to get it right almost every time. And the credit to how she produces the horses, like there's such a system in place and it's paying off. Like time and time again, she's got them at every level. And as they mature and as they develop, we'll be seeing all the future stars very soon.
Is this horse, the one she's got here, would it be seen more of a surprise to win? It's not saying the horse is not a good horse and clearly will be competitive, but actually winning may be not, or am I being harsh?
I think if the weather plays in the favour, obviously she's only 16 hands, so I'm not sure, Roz didn't actually discuss it, but if the rain came, then you know it might not be ideal for her cross country, but she said she's a fire-breathing dragon, she loves that phase, but obviously with the on the flat work, you know, it's so influential, she needs to get it right and just get the training and the build up to it.
Well,
right on the day.
Well, we wish her good fortune, but I know lots of people will be hoping that Tom McEwen has a good week. He's got two horses who came through Wednesday's trot up. He's got Luna Mist, an exciting 10-year-old, and he's got the ever-popular Toledo de Cursa back here again. First was competing here, went fourth in 2017. There's a lot happened in the intervening period, but he did speak to Jenny.
Hi Tom, here we are at Burley. How special is it to be back here once again?
Yeah, probably our premier event, to be honest. It's amazing to be back. Two amazing horses, so even luckier. But yeah, the world's best event. They couldn't do more for you in the stables. Not yet, we've seen the course, but it's just the most beautiful place to be, isn't it?
And the two horses that you have here, just tell me a little bit about them.
So I brought Toledo de Cursa for his second go at Burley. First go was many, many years ago, and championships have stopped him from coming back to Burley again. So really looking forward to him. He had a great time his first run around, so that'd be brilliant. And a first timer called Luna Mist. She's had amazing prep, to be honest. She's won Blair Long last year, so perfect prep for the hills, and then went to Bramham this year and was fourth in the four long there as well. So yeah, prepped and ready to go.
So you've got a fantastic week ahead of you.
Hopefully so.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you out there.
Thank you very much.
It's Tom. He's got to be in the mix. Toledo de Cursa, we know, probably won't cross country, given cross, well, does all phases well. But we'd love him to come through and win a really big one. You know, he's always, and then for Tom, obviously comes off the back of being part of that European team that did so well. Confidence will be sky high. But I like the look of his mare as a one to keep an eye on, and clearly, just what he's saying there is his mare is in good nick.
Yeah, he's had a fantastic prep run for her to come to Burley. She's a young horse, so she's still got bits to learn. But for me, it's so exciting for Toledo de Cursa to be back here after 4 years. He's been taken up with a lot of European championships. So for him to come back, and I mean, I really hope that he can better that fourth place of what he did 4 years ago.
Okay, well, now looking at some of the other combinations, Oliver Townend's got three in, and obviously Battermore Class, Swallow Springs, and the final one's just forgotten, Tregilda. So he's got three really powerful looking combinations. He's not going to be far away. Who else are you going to single out as possible winners?
I think there's Tom McEwen to lead a decursor for me. I would love to see Tim also up in the mix.
Okay, he's riding Vitali. And so hopefully the weather is set fair. What's your feeling on the cross-country course? Always people want to know. I've been round it. I saw it at a press day a couple of weeks back. It hadn't been given the sort of, all the sort of trimmings weren't there. But the feeling is... There's plenty to contemplate over the, for the riders.
There's some very clever jumps this year. I saw the preview, and particularly up Winners Avenue, a randomly placed log, which I think might catch a few out, especially those going for the time. They might just shave off the angle a little too much. So there's plenty out there to keep everyone thinking. It is burly, it's big, it's bold, and you need a cross-country horse for it.
Well, we're looking forward to the 4 days here at Burley. Hopefully the weather is as it is now. It's sunny. There is a breeze, but I think it's going to be set fair for fabulous day sport here at Burley Park, and we're really excited. The dressage, 59 combinations going forward then. It'll be starting on Thursday morning. We will be back on air from 8:30 here on BHT Radio. So do join me, Rupert Bell, Ginny, and the rest of the team as we bring you day one of the Burley Horse Trials. Join us then, but we are excited for what looks to be a fascinating 4 days of competition.